Our first reading today comes from Isaiah chapter 60, and it's a very important prophecy about the future. And it was a prophecy that was given during the time that Israel was conquered by the Babylonians, their entire nation decimated, and the destroyers, or the survivors who had survived the destruction were in exile, and they were taken away to Babylon. And so it was a prophecy that applied certainly to them at that time, but in a more general sense, it applies to us as well. You know, it applies to our world in which there's so much suffering and so much pain and so much desolation within the human race. And what this prophecy does is it gives us some insight into what God's plan is for us. You know, how does God respond? What is His plan when He looks down and sees our world with so much pain, so much suffering, so much evil, so much darkness? You know, how does our Lord respond? And other people might ask, does God even care? Does He notice the situation of the people in our world? But we see in this prophecy how our Lord does respond, and it reveals something about the very heart of God. And what it says in Isaiah 60 is that God has a glorious plan for the future. You can almost feel the excitement as you read this passage from Isaiah 60. And it says, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem." Jerusalem that had been entirely decimated. It says, "Rise up in splendor." It says, "Thick clouds of darkness cover the earth, but a bright light shines over you." And so the question is, why? What's going to happen? What's our Lord's plan? And it says, "Raise up your eyes and look." And this is what God's plan is. It says, "People of all nations of the earth, caravans upon caravans of people, and even the great kings of the earth are going to come from the far corners of the world, and they're going to come to Jerusalem." This is what God's plan is. And why is this important? Well, Jerusalem isn't just a city. It's not just talking about this physical city of Jerusalem. But in the reading, it talks about how Jerusalem is our mother. And it says that the heart of Jerusalem will throb and overflow as her sons and daughters come to her, bringing gifts and worshiping the Lord. And this is a prophecy that applies not just to the Israelites, you know, bringing them back after the exile. It talks about how people of every nation of the earth are going to be gathered together in Jerusalem. And so this gives us an insight of what God's plan is. God's plan is to intervene into history in such a profound and dramatic way that He's going to gather all nations of the earth and all peoples together back into one family. And that together they're going to be worshiping God. And that flowing from that, you know, as people turn their faith back to God, peace and harmony is going to flow out from that and permeate our families, our nation, and the world. You know, from the beginning of human history, from Adam and Eve onward, there's been so much division and so much darkness. But from the day of Epiphany, the tides are going to change, and human history is going to move in a new direction. And so we see with the Epiphany the beginning of the fulfillment of this prophecy. You know, that God is starting to bring together His people from the far corners of the world. And the three magi that we hear about in today's gospel are the first people from the nations to fulfill this prophecy. Because the magi were not Jewish. You know, they were a pagan background. They were probably astrologers or astronomers from the Far East. But they were honest seekers of God. You know, they were truly desiring to know who God was, and they were studying the cosmos, and they got to a certain point, you know, they determined that there was this star that was revealing this great king. And so they go on this journey, and it leads them to Jerusalem. But they can't find the Christ child by themselves. You know, they get to Jerusalem, and it's there that they consult, and they go to the scriptures. They go to the Old Testament. They go to Revelation. And it's there that they're told, well, the Messiah is going to be born in Jerusalem. And so from there they travel, or the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. And so from there they travel to Bethlehem, and that's where they find the Christ child. And so they are the first ones that God has brought from the pagan nations together. And so what God is doing is He's bringing our human race back together. He's overcoming the sin and the barriers that exist within the human race as a result of sin. And he's bringing them together and uniting them into a single family and uniting them into one faith. You know, that's what our Lord's plan is. And he's fulfilling this here as we hear the readings from the Epiphany. There's a common trend today that people will embrace the idea that many different religions and spiritualities are okay. You know, that they're all paths to the same ultimate destination. And whatever religion a person believes is okay, because they're all different paths that lead to the same place. You know, but that's not ultimately what God's plan is. He does not want to leave the human race divided. And he doesn't want to leave us on 1,000 different paths, all scrambling and trying to find the way to him. He desires to bring the human race together into one family and to lead them to the fullness of truth. And that's what he did with the Magi. You know, he brought these three leaders from the east all the way to Bethlehem to find and to worship the Christ child. And today, as we come together at the Mass, we continue to bring about God's plan. You know, we come here together like the Magi as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, united in the worship of God, united with our brothers and sisters from every land and from every nation who are together at Masses throughout the world, all worshiping the one God. That's what our Lord's plan is, to restore the human race and to restore what was lost through the fall. And so, you know, as we hear in the first reading, the Lord says, raise up your eyes and look at what he's going to do. And we can say the same thing for ourselves today. Raise up our eyes and look. Look at what the Lord is doing. Let our hearts throb and overflow as people from every nation are gathered together in the unity of the Catholic Church, all worshiping the one God. Look at the peace and the harmony that our Lord is bringing about through the human race, through his church. And by coming to Mass this evening, we are part of that. You know, we're part of God's plan to bring together the human race. And so, you know, we thank the Lord that he has intervened in human history in such a dramatic way through the Nativity, but also by bringing people from all nations together to know who Jesus Christ is and to be able to worship him. We thank the Lord that he has intervened and he is bringing the human race together and uniting us back into one family so that we can worship side by side with our brothers and sisters from every land and from every nation.